So I didn't see my parents for 6 months after I started the school. And it will be no surprise at all that when they arrived, I had no idea who they were. No idea. And my mum tells the story that that I was in the kind of outside area in what was called the Peck Block, Princess Elizabeth Children's Block, it was called, for the under fives. And I was just playing with friends. And when she called me, I ran to the nurse rather than my mum. And I remember my mum describing that memory to me with a vague hint of somehow that being my fault. She probably wouldn't have seen me walk for the first time, I wouldn't have thought. Known what I'd like to eat. All those things that you just know. Ooh, God, it makes me feel quite upset. You can find a way of being parents, and me, in my case, daughter, you can find a way of managing that relationship, but you can never repair it. Because the damage, the break was too early and for too long. 16 months and then 6 month break. The reason why I know it's different for me is how the connection that I see that my brother has with my mum and dad. I'm not saying he's got the most amazing partridge family relationship with my parents, but when I see them talk together, there's a comfortableness in that conversation that I don't have. So I think a lot of people probably rely on their families or kind of like community friends to do that. But it's predominantly families, I think, isn't it? And I think those of us who have had a similar experience to me don't have that. You have to almost find them in the people that you meet along the way. Because friendships, you know, weren't encouraged at school. They were quite discouraged, really.